Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 11th. This week in 1965, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers married his former fan club secretary in Liverpool, England. Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC television this week in 1975, and guest host was George Carlin. Denny Lane left the Moody Blues this week in 1966. Little Richard threw away his rings and gave up rock and roll for 5 years. It started this week in 1957. In 1944, the Columbus Day Riot occurred outside of the Paramount Theater in New York City when 25,000 Frank Sinatra fans had a scuffle, as they described it then, a scuffle with the police. Rod Stewart performed his last concert with Faces this week in 1975 in Long Island, New York. The Diana Ross movie Lady Sings the Blues, that was based on the life of the great Billie Holiday, it opened this week in 1972. In 1977, Shirley Brickley from the Orlons was shot to death by an intruder in her Philadelphia home, and the killer was never found. The Bill Haley film, Don't Knock the Rock, started filming this week in 1956. In 1957, the Four Preps, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby all appeared on a television special to introduce the brand new Edsel automobile. Grace Slick performed for the first time with Jefferson Airplane this week in 1966 at San Francisco's Fillmore West. Rick Nelson played his famous Madison Square Garden Party in New York City this week in 1971. Creedence Clearwater Revival broke up this week in 72. In 1963, the largest audience in British television history watched the Beatles perform on Val Parnell's Sunday Night at the Palladium Show. Elvis Presley made his first appearance on the radio version of the Louisiana Hayride this week in 1954. Dion left the Belmonts for a solo career in 1960. In 1957, Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock film premiered in Memphis, Tennessee. It premiered at the very same theater where Elvis once worked as an usher. This week in 1971, Don McLean's American Pie album was released. In the studio, the Everly Brothers recorded Problems in 58. Connie Francis recorded Among My Souvenirs this week in 1959. Jackie Wilson cut Lonely Teardrops in 58. Little Richard recorded Good Golly, Miss Molly in 56. Jim Reeves recorded He'll Have to Go in 59. The Monkees cut I'm a Believer in 1964. The Ripcords recorded Hey Little Cobra in 63. Fats Domino put some great sounds to vinyl this week in 55. He recorded I'm in Love Again. Elvis recorded Good Luck Charm in 61. Jay and the Americans recorded This Magic Moment in 68. Johnny Ray cut Cry in 51. The Beatles recorded I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1963. In 78, Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand in the studio together for You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Mickey and Sylvia cut Love is Strange in 56, and Bobby Goldsboro recorded See the Funny Little Clown this week in 1963. Birthdays, Sam Moore from Sam and Dave is 85. Melvin Franklin from The Temptations, born this week, 1942. Paul Simon is 79. Marie Osmond is 61. John Ford Coley is 72. Robert Lamb from Chicago, 76. Sir Cliff Richard is 80. Robert Parker, born this week, 1930. Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues is 74. Bill Justice, born in 1926. Barry McGuire, a one-time member of the New Christie Minstrels, is 85 this week. Marv Johnson, born in 1938. Richard Carpenter is 74. Mickey Baker from Mickey and Sylvia, born in 1925. Barry Sadler, born in 43. Burt Kempford, born this week in 1923. Fred Turner from Bachman Turner Overdrive is 77. Gary Puckett, 78. Jim Seals from Seals and Crofts is 79. And Cozy Cole, born this week in 1909. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 11th. I'm Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.